Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's podcast of In Case You Missed It, we're Jason and Tony. In case you missed it this morning, Tom Wopat was supposed to call in. And, you know, he plays Luke Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard. He didn't call in. We got stood up, but I tried to make it up to Tony by being fake Tom Wopat, Tom Lopat.
Holy cow, I can't believe we're on the phone with Tom Lopat. Good morning, Tom.
Hey there, Tony. It's generic Tom Wopat, Tom Lopat. How are you?
I'm so happy you called. To think that we were excited about talking to, you know, Tom Wopat, you know, that guy who played Luke Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard.
Well, you know, he's all well and good, but I don't know if you've seen my show, The Poops of Hazzard. I was Luke Duke.
Yeah, Poops of Hazzard was huge in, like, Boma.
Yeah, it was real big. Cousin Dizzy, everybody loves Cousin Dizzy. And Boss Swine, he was something else, wasn't he? Sheriff Roscoe C. Coltrane, he was a good actor, too.
Yeah. James Borst, wasn't that who played?
Yeah, Tony, that's exactly who it was. Well, you're really up on your Pooks of Hazzard trivia.
I'm familiar with all Hazzard, the Dukes and the Pooks of Hazzard. Hey, I have a couple of questions if you have the time, Tom Lopat.
Tony, I would love to answer your questions. Let's hear them.
So when you were a kid, what did you want to be?
I wanted to be a member of the B Team. It was another show that came on right after us. It was kind of like the A Team, but it was the B Team. I really wanted to be Face on there, but they called him Hands on that show.
Wow. Okay. Well, whenever you met John Schroeder, the Bo on the Pooks of Hazzard,
and great singer too. Many hits. I think he sang on Cripple Creek once.
Yeah. When you saw him, did you say right away, "Oh yeah, that's my cousin right there"?
Yeah, I did. Well, actually, I thought he was my cousin. We're both from Alabama, so it gets a little muddy.
Ah. Okay. Yeah. Well, what about Cousin Dizzy? I know she's your cousin, but did you have to remind yourself on the set, "Oh, yeah, I can't kiss that one"?
Well, Tony, it's acting. You know, she wasn't really my cousin, but we were never romantically involved, though. Now, I will say I did have a tryst with the woman who played Boss Swine's wife on the show. I just couldn't keep my hands off Boss Swine's wife. It's something that I've always wanted to admit. Now I have on the radio. Thank you for letting me come clean with that.
There was a lot of love in that lady.
There was, and she could cook some.
So, were you and Joe Pook allowed to spit out the window of the car, or did y'all have to sit in there with an empty can?
Well, we had two cans in there, one for spit and one for pee. You know, it was hard to get out. You know, the Colonel Lee didn't really have, you know, he couldn't open the doors on the Colonel Lee. So most of the time we just tried to pee and spit in there. It took a long time for those scenes to get cut. You know what I mean? So we had to stay in the car for a long time.
Yeah, probably a lot of editing.
A lot of editing. Yeah, you're right, Tony.
When y'all were coming up with the Yeehaw, was it always Yeehaw, or did y'all ever have anything else like a Yay?
Well, in one episode, when we first started, I think it was the second episode, we tried to do a little different, and my suggestion was... But then they said that was too long.
Got it. Well, Tom Lopat, we know you're busy.
I got John Schroeder, we'll be at a turkey tasting contest a little later on this afternoon. Well, it's really not a jerky tasting contest. We're just going to meet at the airport marathon and try out some different jerky. We're calling it that.
Yeah. Well, like I said, your list is so long, and I know your phone has to ring constantly, so we'll let you get back to your Academy Award-winning actor status, Tom Lopat.
All right. Well, thanks, Tony. Thanks for the interview. Tell Jason I said hi, that he's got great hair and teeth.
Yeah, I'll tell him.
Tony's check engine light came on this morning.
Well, I hope you had a better ride in than mine.
Yeah, what?
I'm check engine light come on.
Did it?
Yes. But it's the good news about this is, and I Googled it in my owner's manual.
Mm-hmm. You read it? Or in your Google?
Well, no, the one in the glove box is paper. You can Google them, yeah, too. Uh-huh. They're on the internet.
Yeah, everything is.
Shut up. My Honda has two, though. Uh-huh. See, and that's the cool thing is that my yellow one, the check engine, it hasn't went orange. It's at yellow, so that's kind of like, you know, check engine.
That's a great idea. I always thought that the check engine light should have a second light, you know, because the first would be like, check your engine.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you should check your engine.
You know, just a suggestion.
Hey, buddy, it's your car. Check your engine. Uh-huh. And then there, once that goes for a while, because I don't know about you, I'll ride for years with my check engine light on. And then have one that comes up later that's like, seriously?
No. Yeah.
Check your engine. Yeah. It's a little bit bigger, a little bit redder.
Yeah,
it's a problem.
And for men, you know, have one that says, hey, bro.
Yeah.
You know, the little hey, bro light.
Yeah,
hey,
well,
bro.
Well, the check engine light is kind of like your mom or your wife, you know. Hey, take out the trash.
Brush
your
teeth.
Out the trash.
Yeah.
Seriously, take out the trash.
It goes red.
Right. Right. Yeah. And then there'd need to be another light after that that said, I told you so.
What you broke down on the side of the road.
Yeah, told you so. Told you to check the engine. And what did you do? Oh, you didn't do anything, did you? You didn't check the engine. That's right. Also gave you a brand new social media theater today.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Okay, time for Social Media Theater. This is one of those, this comes from Justin, by the way, and Justin put out one of those, you know, comment when you met me and you like me and I need comments kind of thing. You know, you see those all the time.
I hate those.
And his dad gets him in the end. So let's go ahead and go. Tony, you play Justin. I'll play Justin's friend Mike. You'll play Justin's friend Chris. And I'll play Justin's dad, Ted.
All right,
let's go.
All right. Justin, comment when you first met me, how old we were and what you thought.
Mike. 16, summer school and high school, thought you were cool.
Chris, 7th grade science, Miss Morrison.
Ted, Justin's dad.
9 months before you were born, I brought you on a date and you left with your mom.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Grandpa stopped by.
It's always fun.
What in the gold dang world's going on out there? I saw where they're teaching kids about the birds and the bees in kindergarten. What kind of communists are taking over this country? Teaching our kids about sexual education at that age? That's downright ridiculous. Back in my day, you didn't have none of this sexual education in school. You learned about it like other kids. You found out about it on the streets from your friends. And you went home and asked mom and dad about it, and they said, shut up, that's dirty talk. Those were the days. Then you went to a drive-in movie and you tried a few things in the back seat of a Buick and you got married. That's just the way you did it. None of this stupid school's teaching you about it. Wonder what the test looks like. Probably a bunch of dirty, filthy pictures.
Here's a brand new word of the day.
Hope you enjoy it.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Slobber sickles. Slobber sickles. are what develops on Eskimo chins when they French kiss their sweeties. Slobbersicles.
Last Tony's word of the day.
Tony brought his A game today for the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
My girlfriend dumped me when she heard the story of how I learned I had them kids on that episode of Maury.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
There's a guy in Austin, Texas. His name is David Carter. He's in his mid-60s, and guy's been homeless off and on for the past few decades. But here's the deal.
Poor dude.
He's like a really, 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 really smart guy.
And life, you know, just down on his luck, it happened.
He was a student at the University of Texas until he dropped out in 1975. Since then, he's struggled with addiction and schizophrenia.
Oh.
He's had to beg for money to get by. But late last year, a journalism student named Ryan Chandler interviewed him for an assignment on homelessness in Austin.
Neato.
Then his piece got published in the school's official alumni newspaper. Mm-hmm. They did a story on him, too.
Wow.
And now, 44 years after David dropped out, Ryan is helping him go back to college.
Oh, my goodness.
They dropped out. They tracked down David, the homeless guy's old transcript, and found that he's 64 credit hours away from a fine arts degree, which is roughly a year's worth of classes. So Ryan petitioned the school to let him back in, and they did.
Awesome is that?
Ryan and David were hoping to get a Pell Grant to cover his tuition, but then an anonymous alumni member came forward and just paid for it all.
This is one real good. It's just
keeps getting better, right?
Yeah.
He's majoring in studio art. His first class is tomorrow.
Way to go.
I know it doesn't cure his homeless, because I know some of you, well, he's still going to be homeless. Well,
hey, this is belief in him.
You never know what the spark is that puts the person to the next step, that gets them to the next step, that gets them to the next step. Yeah, he's still homeless, but he's going to be a college-educated college graduate because of the niceness of people. And you just don't know how that's going to change a man.
That's right.
I love this story.
It inspired me. I needed to hear that.
Absolutely. To Ryan, the college kid who got this whole thing started, and to David.
And believed in this homeless man.
To going back and getting some stuff done, hopefully taking the next step to out of homelessness. Y'all are
real good.
All right, well, that wraps up today's podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks so much for listening to
In Case You Missed It.